This show proudly sponsored by Real American Freestyle Wrestling.
From high atop Fox News headquarters in New York City, always seeking solutions, never sowing division, it's Brian Kilmeade. News radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade. top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
GBI.
Southbound, he's popping over the wall.
Love gave to me
three French hens,
two
turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
four calling birds,
three French hens,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
five golden rings.
Yay! Four coins!
What do you want from me?
Two.
And a partridge in a pear tree. On the sixth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
six.
Five golden rings.
Yay!
Chris. Four calling birds.
How the song
goes.
Three
two turtles.
On the day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
eight needs of milking.
Seven
six geese a-laying,
five golden rings,
4 calling birds.
3 French hens.
And a partridge in a pear tree. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
10 Lords of Liebman. Ten Lord of Liebman. Ten Lord of Liebman.
Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
10 Lords of Liebman.
Six geese a laying,
5 golden rings,
actually, 4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
11 pipers piping,
10 lords a leaping.
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids
milking,
7
swans swimming,
6 geese laying,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
and a partridge in a pear tree. On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
12 drummers drumming,
11 pipers piping.
11.
You. Oh, 10 lords are leaping.
9 ladies dancing.
8 maids are milking.
7 swans are swimming.
6 geese are laying.
5 golden rings.
Let's see, Chris.
And a partridge in a pear
Giddy up. It's the home stretch on the Guy Benson Show on this Tuesday from Denver and KOA. Thanks to them again for hosting me. GuyBensonShow.com, the website, podcast, always free. So as I mentioned right before the break, this is actually my last show of the calendar year on the radio side. Some programming notes, however, to make you aware of if you're interested in such things. Number one, a week from Monday, so next Monday and Tuesday, I will be guest hosting Fox and Friends, 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel, the 29th and 30th of December. And on the 29th, that Monday evening, I will also be guest co-hosting The 5 at 5 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. So that'll be busy. Those handful of days. And then at the end of that week, Friday, January 2nd, so just into 2026, I'll be filling in for Will Kane on TV, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Fox News Channel. So a lot of TV duties ahead, but in terms of the radio, we'll have fabulous guest hosts and best ofs for the remainder of 2025. I just wanted to put that out there, let you know, and also just say as we wrap up another broadcast year here on the show, thank you so much to the team, to the audience, to our bosses, to the programming directors, to everyone who has helped make this show successful in 2025. I am very, very blessed. I am very, very thankful, and just wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year. With that said, it may not be the happiest of holidays or the merriest of Christmases at Cookie's house. She is shockingly not at the office today, although today she actually has a real reason. She's home, working from home, because her daughter is quite sick. And Christine, you were thinking about maybe pulling the plug on Christmas entirely, with a ton of people scheduled to come to your house later this week, what, for Christmas dinner. How many people are coming?
About 20.
You're thinking, like, maybe I need to cancel this at the last minute because your daughter's sick? I'm not sure you can do that to people. Like, hey, never mind. Figure out something else for Christmas.
I know. That's what my mother just said. She said, you got to figure it out. You know, she didn't test positive for the flu or COVID. So it's just, you know, it's going around. Everybody I know is sick. I think Megan's school yesterday was the last day of school, and in her class, only 7 kids showed up. Everybody else was sick. So I had said, you know what? If she's sick, I don't think we can host. I don't want people coming here and worried that they're going to get sick. And I had asked you and Justin, I said, is it appropriate just 2 days before Christmas to tell 20 people, hey there, merry, merry, go find somewhere else to go?
And the answer was no. And I think you can probably, and it'll be sad, but you can probably quarantine Megan if she's still really sick. She can be in her room. Maybe she can greet people outside or something like that. But I don't think you can just say, never mind, we're not hosting Christmas anymore, and throw all those other people and families into chaos. So there's ways, I think, to work around it. Hopefully, she will feel a lot better. She also doesn't know, Christine, that there's a big, exciting surprise coming. I know that past, you have gone way overboard, I think, with Christmas presents, trying to get your daughter anything and everything. 1 year you were out, I think on Christmas Eve, trying to get a very expensive gift, and I thought it was overboard. It was a cotton candy machine, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right about that?
Yes.
Yeah, how did that go?
Ask me where the cotton candy machine is.
In the basement with cobwebs?
Not even. I think in the move, because don't forget, we just moved to a
run with you over these last couple of years. And before we get your Frogs home stretch was one for the ages. If you missed it, you can go back and listen to Bonus Benson. And it was a lot of great content, but also a wonderful event, something that we were just thrilled about for Justin and his wife Hannah and their families. But one thing that we have not been telling you on air, at least over the last couple of weeks, is with some degree of tears through the smiles, Justin is going to be leaving our show and moving on within the Fox family to a new perch, a new role coming up in the new year. So because tomorrow is my last show before Christmas, and then some of the crossover and scheduling issues, not today, but tomorrow is going to be the last show that Justin and I, at least, will spend together before he hops over to the television side of things, and we'll get that information from him here in just a second. But Justin, it has been quite a ride and quite a run with you over these last couple of years. And before we get overly sentimental, just tell the audience about what's next for you, because you've got a lot happening in your life. You just got married, and in January, you're going to be starting a new job here at Fox. What is it?
I will be an associate producer for the Faulkner Focus, which airs from 11 to noon on the Fox News Channel. So a lot of the same things I'm doing on this show in terms of cutting audio and getting SOTS ready for the show, but on the video side for TV.
Yeah. And this is the show that I appear on occasionally. And then, of course, I do Outnumbered, which is also co-hosted by Harris Faulkner.
Which is also part of my responsibilities is helping out on that show as well. So I hope to see you often whenever you're in New York doing that show.
Oh, yeah. And I'll be in the building and I won't be a stranger and you won't be a stranger. In fact, we just had Wyatt. So for longtime listeners of the program, Quiet Wyatt was in Dylan's position. Dylan's on Christmas vacation this week, but he was in Dylan's position for years on this show and really grew up with this show and eventually moved over to the TV side, Fox News Sunday, and then beyond. He was just over actually at our house for Thanksgiving because he was working a lot of that week and couldn't go home. So we had him at the Thanksgiving table, literally with my family. He was at the Christmas party along with producer Christine. We talked about that on a home stretch. Then this past Friday, I was in New York doing various things for television. And Friday night, I met up with some friends and Jimmy Fallon's team at a bar right near Fox News in Manhattan. And not only was Jimmy Fallon there, in fact, you can see a photo that I posted, Jimmy and yours truly smiling with a wreath behind us. Really fun event. I posted it this morning on my Instagram, Guy P. Benson. If you want to follow me there, Jimmy Fallon, Guy Benson, fun little festive photo. But at that event, it wasn't just Jimmy and his wife and his son and their whole team. It was also, because he's part of that team, our friend Max, who was the first engineer and technical producer of the Guy Benson Show back in the day. And he and I chatted and caught up and we see each other around the building. Dan, who was the middle guy. So when Max, Dan, now Justin, and then to be determined who will come next. Dan is often around. We see him. He'll pop in occasionally. He'll still do voiceover. A photo that I posted, Jimmy and yours truly, smiling with a wreath behind us. Really fun event. I posted it this morning on my Instagram, Guy P. Benson. If you want to follow me there, Jimmy Fallon, Guy Benson, fun little festive photo. But at that event, it wasn't just Jimmy and his wife and his son and their whole team. It was also, because he's part of that team, our friend Max, who was the first engineer and technical producer of the Guy Benson Show back in the day. And he and I chatted and caught up and we see each other around the building. Dan, who was the middle guy. So when Max, Dan, now Justin, and then to be determined who will come next. Dan is often around. We see him. He'll pop in occasionally. He'll still do voiceovers with that voice of God that he's got for our show from time to time. So if you're a member of the Guy Benson Show family, you kind of remain one, whether you like it or not. So Justin, I will definitely see you on the TV side. And we definitely hope to see you up on the radio floor from time to time. Make sure to come say hi because I will definitely miss you. You are excellent at your job, really, really superb at your job. And I will miss that. But you're just a great person to have around, a great spirit, a great sense of humor, your hilarious laugh in the background during cookies, hijinks. So I will definitely miss you. But I think producer Christine is going to miss you even more because you see each other basically on a daily basis. Christine, would you like to pay tribute to Justin before he moves over to television?
Pay tribute. Justin knows. Justin knows him and I have a bond that will last for a lifetime. But no, seriously, Justin, you know, you have been one of the best coworkers I've ever worked with. And not only are you a coworker, you are a very, very dear friend to me, as well as your entire family and extended family. But I have a feeling we'll keep in touch and we'll definitely do dinner with you and your wife. And I wish you absolutely nothing but the best. And I know you're going to be amazing over at TV. So I just feel bad for Guy. He's still stuck with me. And that's not going to probably change anytime soon.
Yeah, every time it's like, hey, Guy, we're going to have a shakeup on the team. And it piques my interest and gets my hopes up. And without fail, Cookie comes riding in on her pony. She's like, I'm still here, baby. So, Justin, I have to ask you, over these 2 years, you joined this show's team and Fox News with more of a sports background and not a terribly politically inclined person, not necessarily super tuned into the news. And I know that you did homework and sort of built up your experience heading into the job, but that was not your background. And that was a choice, maybe a bit of a risk. I'm wondering what you feel like has changed career-wise for you over these last 2 years. And are there some particularly memorable moments from the show? And they can be serious, or I can imagine they could be very, very
chaotic wedding experience over the last year and a half. And it has been, looking back at those home stretches, you know, listening to them, it really just brings a smile to my face. And, you know, seeing you and Christine take the time out to come spend a weekend in Mexico and seeing you guys hang out with my family was honestly just really, really special to me. And I don't really, you know, I don't think of you guys as colleagues anymore. Like, I genuinely think of you guys as friends, because you guys have seen the most important part of my life unfold over the last 2 years. And Christine probably knows more than anybody, like, there's no one else who knew more about what was going on in my life than Christine, because this was my first job where I come into the office every day and I needed someone to BS with on the daily, and it was her. It's honestly, a lot in my life is happening in a very short period of time, and it's really overwhelming, but talking to you guys through this has made this a lot easier, and I'm just so grateful, not only for you guys, but for everyone who listens and has been following my life story kind of over the last couple months with me.
Oh, yeah, we just absolutely milked the hell out of that for content. In all fairness, we did. You know, unashamed, no apologies for that. But, you know, people then, and part of what's great about radio, I think, especially, is people get to know the people, the personalities involved. And so it's our little family of, you know, four people on the show, then our extended families, and then the listeners who feel like they really do get to know us, because they do, right? It's not an act. This is us talking about our real lives so much of the time. And so there were people in this audience all over the country and around the world even invested in how the wedding was going to go and how Christine was or was not going to survive yet another weekend in Mexico and all of that. And we did it sort of in a fun and funny way. But one day, my hope, Justin, is you'll be able to maybe share some of these home stretches with your own kids and be like, oh yeah, back when mom and dad weren't married yet, here's how it all happened on radio. And there was a show, and you know, that's all available on the podcast at GuyBensonShow.com, which I'm just going to plug here in this special moment. Justin, we're hitting the clock here. As you know, you were just in my ear reminding me of that. So it's not goodbye.
This is Ainsley Earhart. Thank you for joining me for the 52-episode podcast series, The Life of Jesus.
A listening experience that will provide hope, comfort, and understanding of the greatest story ever told. Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.